Hey, Damien.
Hi, Clement.
In your office with your great setup that you have.
I know. It's my nice little touchscreen here.
So what is that?
That's a plain 27-inch 1080p touchscreen. It's 20-point multi-touch. And I have one PC here running four monitors, which is kind of nice. So I have all my Windows Store apps down here for touch, and then just desktop stuff up the top.
Do you get any work done too?
No, not really. I have a Surface here as well. I could probably open my laptop as
do
well.
Do you use it?
I use it at home.
Alongside this?
No, I generally use it at home. I actually sit on the couch and use it on my lap. It works perfectly fine on the lap. And link on the right hand side and whatever I'm doing on the web on the left hand side. Do work.
Yes. So what's happening today?
So we did a new release of SignalR last night. We pushed RC2 out. So I'm scouring forums and Stack Overflow and stuff this morning to see if there are any issues.
So what's SignalR?
SignalR is the real-time web framework that we build as part of the ASP.NET team now. Incredibly simple real-time web for .NET.
Okay.
We've just done that, and so we're trying to shut down the 1.0 RTW right now. So we're fixing the last lot of issues, hopefully, in the next day or so, and then we'll shut down for 1.0 RTW. So
if someone wants to experience SignalR, what's the... Are there examples in the wild?
Yep, so if you go to ASP.NET/SignalR, there is a getting started tutorial up there now. It's a very simple sort of 15-minute, write your first chat app sort of thing. And then over the coming months, we'll flesh that site out with a lot more guidance, more sort of traditional tutorials, walkthroughs that you would expect from Microsoft. MSDN will be updated with reference documentation soon. And on the SignalR website we have now, there's the links to videos and presentations that we've done previously.
So what are the kinds of apps that people are, not necessarily have finished, because we're obviously just making the RTW version of the first release. So when you talk to customers, what's the kind of things that people are about to build?
We've got a lot of interest from sort of finance groups. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this concept of real-time updates in the browser and mobile devices is very appealing to people who have to show any type of information where latency is sort of the devil.
Yes.
So people doing trading and that type
and scalability.
Stuff. And scalability, like having lots of concurrency, lots of different people looking at the same or similar data. But generally, we sort of say, well, any time that you had an app where you watch someone hit F5, or you've done Ajax polling in order to get some type of refresh happening, SignalR is a fantastic candidate for that. That's really what its bread and butter is. And then there's a whole category of app that just wasn't possible without some type of real-time push.
Or probably not within reach. I mean, if you have websites where, I think of finance at yahoo.com, which is kind of one of the prime properties that Yahoo has, so they're putting obviously a lot of resources into that thing.
Yep.
Of course, that kind of stock updates where you just look at the page and you kind of get the quotes changing in real time.
Yep.
That's the kind of thing you can do with SignalR.
Absolutely. And then there's this whole category of stuff where if you didn't have proper push, it just wouldn't be feasible. So things like real-time gaming, where you want to broadcast at 25 hertz to all clients.
Yes.
You can't do that with polling. It's just not feasible. And so we have an example of that up at shooter.signalr.net. And you can sort of see a real-time shooting game that we built multiplayer using SignalR, which is kind of interesting.
So most of the lowest latency, best throughput you probably get through WebSockets.
WebSockets?
Yes.
So WebSockets obviously, is the lowest overhead, best throughput, just because the HTTP stuff has happened, and then from that point on, it's essentially just a socket.
So on what browsers does that work?
IE10.
Okay.
And then basically it's the latest version of all modern browsers, because WebSockets requires that the browser is using the actual ratified WebSocket protocol, which only happened a couple of months ago. And so IE10, like Chrome 21, I think, or above, Firefox 14 or something and above, and iOS 6, I think it is.
So if I'm on Windows 7, what do I get?
IE10 on Windows 7. Or Chrome. IE10 on Windows 7 will support WebSockets once
So let's say I have IE9.
It'll use technical forever frame. We'll automatically fall back. Your code doesn't have to worry about it. And we'll fall back to another method for doing push from the server over a consistent stream, just using standard HTTP. And we use some tricks in the browser to kind of mock that out.
So SignalR is doing all that feeding magic for the browser. For a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously I know the answer to that question. There's a way to wire multiple machines up.
Right. So I mean, obviously, if you think about how you build a web application, generally we deal with request response,
mm-hmm.
and we have a well-established paradigm for scaling out some of that front end tier of a web app,
mm-hmm.
which is, well, the front end servers are essentially stateless, and I just create more of them, and they don't really need to know about each other. I just need something in front of it that can redirect traffic like a load balancer. The problem with real time is that obviously the whole point is that I have a persistent connection to a server,
mm-hmm.
and my app code needs to be able to say, just broadcast to everyone who's currently listening on my app. Well, if you have more than one server, that code will run on one of the servers. So how does it broadcast to clients who are currently connected to other servers in the farm? So there you need a common backplane.
Yes.
And again, it's very similar to if you scale out a web farm, you usually have a database, like a single server or a cluster at the back that you all talk to is the common point. This is very similar, except it's specifically for the real-time element.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a message bus abstraction, we call it, or we just sort of use backplane as like a local parlance for sort of saying that, which we will ship three providers for. We'll have one for service bus, so you'll be able to use that in Windows Azure or on-premise if you install it on Windows Server. One for Redis, which is the open source sort of in-memory pub/sub database. It's fairly popular in
mm-hmm.
the non.NET crowd and the alt.NET crowd. And then we have SQL Server, which is kind of our lowest common denominator.
Sure.
Because a lot of people have SQL Server.
That's right. Okay. I think it's a fascinating technology. And certainly we, from the service bus side, we're looking to enable a range of scenarios, specific scenarios of delivering with Singular. So you'll be hearing more about Singular in various scenarios. So thank you for that update. And well, I shouldn't say good luck shipping because
hopefully the luck is not what we're relying on.
No longer anything you need to rely on because you should be out with this next 2 days.
Probably the next what day is it? Next 4 weeks.
The next 4 weeks.
Yeah. So we shut down engineering fairly early.
Yes.
To give us time to. For the crank of the release.
So now you need to go do pay all the taxes.
Correct, absolutely.
Yes,
right. Yep.
Thanks, man.
Good to see you.
Bye.